This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do you build a relationship with the Quran in the month of Ramadan and then maintain it throughout the year? It's very common that after hearing a reminder or seeing someone else who has a wonderful relationship with the Quran, that we might feel motivated to also establish and develop a relationship with the Quran as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and we have many reminders like this in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who have believed, persevere and endure and remain stationed and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the boundaries of Allah, so that you may be successful. You have to persevere. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive in our path, we will guide them along the path of truth and reinforce them. Allah commands us to persevere and endure because it's a key to success in everything. The Prophet ﷺ told us that no one has been given anything greater than perseverance and patience. So how do we have and establish an enduring relationship with the Quran? We know we want to connect and build that relationship, but we don't know where to start. For example, someone might ask, do I read the translation every single day? Or do I start reading and studying Quranic Arabic? Do you start working on your reading fluency, your pronunciation? Sometimes we're so motivated that we may try to work on all these examples at the same time, all these pathways, that we feel overwhelmed and then we might give up. There's a beautiful story about an elderly Palestinian woman. She did not know how to read, but she decided at the age of 80, when her husband had passed away, may Allah have mercy on him, that she wanted to learn how to read and even memorize the Quran. She attended first and second grade as a child, and so she therefore spent a few years learning Tajweed and the very basic reading proficiency. But when she finished the memorization of the Quran 6 years later, she describes that she felt the day she finished her memorization was the day she felt like a complete human being. It's a very interesting expression. She explained that she didn't feel that all of the years she had lived were complete, and it was as though when she finished memorizing the Quran, she was born anew. Her advice is to never give up hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the possibility for you to get closer to the Quran and to change as a human being. Now, we will share some tips, very practical tips to begin your journey, inshallah ta'ala. Number one, make dua. Ask Allah. If you want to develop a relationship with the Book of Allah, you must be a person of dua. You must be asking Allah for assistance. And we cannot expect to develop a relationship with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without seeking the help of Allah. Number two, determine your goals. When you're trying to determine where to start in your journey with the Quran, you need to identify certain things. You need to identify your goals and the motivation behind every single one of these goals. So it helps to write out what your goals are and to specify them and start with your final goal in mind, the goal of Jannah, and then go back. What's your goal until your last breath? And why do you want to have accomplished this goal? What do you want with the Quran? What do you envision of the future in your life as your relationship with the Quran before you pass away? And write out why this is your goal. Knowing your why, as we have stated before, it's extremely helpful and it's important and it establishes your sincerity. And that could be your anchor when things get tough, when you start to struggle in your journey with the Quran. Number three, find a teacher. Now, of course, it's not necessary that every single person has a teacher in order to learn the Quran. It's not conditional. But when you do have a teacher, a qualified teacher, someone who actually knows how to recite and they teach you, or someone who will help you with memorization, this will help you like nothing else. If you look locally and you don't find and you ask around and you have no teachers in your locality and you've actually tried your best, then look for other opportunities, inshallah ta'ala. You can find many teachers online these days. One of the elderly scholars, when he was asked about how to find a teacher or a mentor, he responded by saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Meaning you will find a teacher, inshallah ta'ala. And make dua and ask Allah to send the best of teachers to you. Number four, start with the basics. The best way to learn a topic is to make sure the basics are mastered before you move on to what is considered more advanced. Sometimes this requires humility. You may be asked by a teacher, for example, to start with, you know, alif, ba, ta, start with your basic letters, and you're trying to work on your pronunciation. You may be joining a class that sometimes have younger students within these classes. And so those who have humility know that starting with the basics will help you follow the guidance of your teacher, and inshallah ta'ala, you will find yourself amongst the most successful of students. Number 5 of 7, develop a daily habit. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah reported that Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu said, "I do not like for any day or night to pass by me without me looking in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," referring to the Mus'haf. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he said, the scholars disliked a day to pass by without the individual looking in his or her copy of the Quran. Surround yourself with the people of the Quran as well. Surround yourself, and you'll notice what? That these two tips will support one another. You look in the Quran every day, and you're around people who also read the Quran every day, and this will help you. So with this particular tip, you realize very quickly how your environment will impact you. It motivates you. If everyone around you is memorizing, reading, doing something, you feel motivated as well. You feel like it's a necessary part of your life. And you be someone who reads Quran around others to inspire them, inshallah. And finally, never give up. Remember that this journey will not end until our life does. We all go through ups and downs. We fluctuate in our journeys. Times in which you're doing better and times where you're struggling. And we all have stages in life as well. Sometimes in life you have more time, more flexibility. And other times you may be married or you may have children. So you cannot compare that stage to a previous stage of life. And of course, we have to refuse to quit. Even if it feels like everything is stacked against us, know that there is always a way forward with the Quran. What I want to leave you with is the following. In the comments, write down which of these 7 tips you will start to action today, inshallah.